Right now, the city collects a fire services protection fee through citizens' utility bills. But Miami attorney Matthew Lines calls that fee an unconstitutional tax.
The way that taxes are supposed to work in Florida is that you get taxed on the value of your real estate, and the government's supposed to use those taxes to pay all the various things it has to pay, like for police services and everything else.
Lines is working to address the assessment with a group of attorneys, including Tallahassee lawyer and Florida State University professor Steve Bailey. Bailey says when the city imposes that fee through utility bills, it's especially difficult for low-income renters.
You know, you don't put people's street camera traffic tickets on somebody's utility bill. You don't put their, you know, their parking ticket on a utility bill. You don't put all these things on utility bills because when you cut off somebody's utilities, they don't have utilities.
Bailey's group is pushing for a class action lawsuit, a move Assistant City Attorney Cassandra Jackson says the city plans to fight. She maintains there's no problem with the city's current collection method.
Cities have the authority to, based on their home rule powers, to collect for municipal purposes by way of a fee. And that is what this is. It is not a tax. It is based on the property that's being benefited.
But in the meantime, city and county officials have scheduled public hearings this week to discuss a new method for charging the fire service protection fee. The plan would tack that cost onto citizens' property taxes instead. Jackson says if the commission okays the new method, it would give city officials the ability to collect the fee either way, meaning the city could react more quickly if the lawsuit goes in Bailey's favor. And Bailey says even though adding the assessment to residents' property taxes would mean higher taxes for homeowners and could by extension lead to higher rent for tenants, he thinks it's the best move in the long run.
Tenants will be aware of it. You know, they know what their rent is. They know it's all about usually notice.
And Bailey says even if the city and county do change the billing method for the fee, the lawsuit is likely to go forward. He thinks the city's renters deserve a refund.
Somebody's paid basically their landlord's property taxes over the last X number of years, this fire service special assessment, okay? They get their money back. You know, they've been paying something that the landlord was supposed to pay.
The county commission will hold a public hearing on the change Tuesday, followed by a city commission hearing scheduled for Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.